This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and I'm super excited to have them on my show. They came on my radar about 6 months ago, and I've been trying to get Dr. Salati on this show forever and a day. We're talking about no other than Sunshine Biopharma, probably one of the hottest biopharma companies on the OTC markets. You can find them on the OT under the ticker symbol SBFM. And with us today, that's going to bring us up to speed, is the chairman and CEO of the company, Dr. Steve Salati. Dr. Salati, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. It's my pleasure to be speaking with you.
If you would, give my listeners just a brief description of what your company is all about.
Yes. Sunshine Biopharma is an R&D company, and we're focused on two areas of research. One is oncology, and the second one is antiviral compounds. In the area of oncology, we have an anti-cancer drug that works on multi-drug resistant cancer, such as pancreatic cancer and small cell lung cancer. These types of cancers don't have any treatments because they are completely resistant to existing drugs. And our drug is able to destroy this type of cancer. In the area of antivirals, we are working on protease inhibitors for coronavirus.
One of the things that really got me excited about your company, and I wish that we had more time today, but I would want you to clarify, if you would, the difference between your SBFMPL4 compound, your treatment, and the treatment that the president was treated with Regeneron just a couple of days ago.
Yes. So actually, right now, when you look at treatments for COVID-19, you've got vaccines, you have nucleotide inhibitors, you have convalescence plasma, monoclonal antibodies or antibody cocktail, and then you have protease inhibitors and steroids. So what we have here is the president received the monoclonal antibody cocktail that was developed by Regeneron. Also, Lilly has a similar monoclonal antibody cocktail. This is very interesting because the cocktail is the monoclonal antibodies are raised in mice, then they're developed further and humanized, which allows them to be injected into humans without reaction to mouse antibodies.
Right.
And it's very effective in that it's able to neutralize the coronavirus in the system. However, it has to be administered by injection in hospital. And we are working on something totally different. It's a protease inhibitor, which will be in the form of a pill that people can take at home.
That's very exciting. Speaking of excitement, what I'm really excited about, recently you guys put out a press release that you're working with in collaboration with the University of Georgia, and particularly with Scott Pagan. How did that come about, and what makes you excited about that whole process?
Yes, I reached out to Dr. Pagan at the University of Georgia because he recently published a paper on coronavirus protease inhibitors. So I reached out to him, and we struck a chord together, and we are now working on developing our protease inhibitors because the University of Georgia has expertise in the area of protease inhibitors as well as in doing the assays involving coronavirus. For example, if you're going to be doing cell culture assays, you have to make sure you have the right facility because it has to be at least a level 3 to be able to contain the virus. And they have that set up at the University of Georgia College of Pharmacy. They also have an animal facility where we will be able to do transgenic mice testing, where, again, you need at least level 3 containment.
Well, let me ask you this. In general, how does the coronavirus attack the body? And you can spend 3 or 4 minutes explaining us about this, because I think a lot of people are really kind of confused.
Yeah, absolutely, Everett. Okay, so what you have is coronaviruses. There are 4 types: alpha, beta, delta, and gamma. In terms of coronaviruses that cause disease in humans, it's the alpha type and the beta type. The alpha coronavirus causes the common cold, and the beta coronaviruses are referred to as SARS, that is the severe acute respiratory syndrome. So these are the more dangerous ones, and these are the ones that we are working on developing inhibitors to completely arrest the ability of these viruses to replicate in the human body. But what happens is when the virus enters the body, it immediately begins to replicate and generate proteins that are able to, in fact, some of those proteins, which is one of the ones we're working on, are able to shut down the immune response of the human body and allows the virus to replicate more rapidly, and that causes greater morbidity.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that anybody's going to come up with a cure for this in the very near future? And where are you guys at in the process of actually bringing your SBF MPL4 to the marketplace?
Yeah, we, as you know, a lot of companies public institutions, universities, et cetera, are working on vaccines. You have the monoclonal antibodies that we mentioned, Regeneron and Lilly. And then you have what we're doing, which is the protease inhibitor, which, by the way, what it does is it arrests the replication of the virus at the earliest stage of replication. And we are very, very excited about it, and we're optimistic that we will be able to begin the mice study before the end of the year, probably in December.
My guest today is the Sunshine Biopharma Inc. company. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SBFM. Dr. Steve, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to know about what you guys are doing behind the scenes, and plus what they can take away from today's interview?
Yeah, we're really, really focused on getting a treatment out for coronavirus because, as you know, the situation with the COVID-19 and the number of unfortunate deaths in the U.S. and around the world is really something that we want to be able to tackle and be able to bring people back to normal.
Well, I want to appreciate you coming on the show today. I know you're a very busy guy. Again, I'm super excited to have you on the show. Hopefully, I didn't scare you off. Hopefully, you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on.
Absolutely.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.